The case that we're hearing now remotely is number 20-1894, In Re Hera Wireless S.A. And Mr. Devlin, please proceed.
Thank you. May it please the court. Your Honor, my understanding is I will just go for the 15 minutes or so, and that's the end of it, because there's no opposing counsel arguing today. But let me know if that's somehow mistaken. May it please the court again. The issue here with Ishida, so this case involves patent that relates to reception operations in mobile communications and how those are governed in a system that has a couple of different variations going on. One is base stations that can either transmit directionally, that is in sort of a spatial multiplexing manner, or not. So they cannot transmit in that manner. And then there's different types of terminals, some of which are operable using adaptive array processing, which is directional, others of which are not, some of which have multiple antennas, and some not. So if it has multiple antennas, generally, you can perform a diversity reception, or you can perform adaptive array reception. If you only have a single antenna, those things are restricted out. So those are the variations of things that are going on in the system. The patent claim here, we're really talking about one particular claim element, and it requires two separate things. One is a single bit that has two values, of course, and that bit, each of the values is associated with an instruction to perform a certain type of reception operation. And then, or it's associated with a particular reception operation, and then one of them at least instructs the terminals to do that. But each of the values of the bit has to be associated with a given reception operation.
Can I ask you, your claim language seems to be a little broader than that, but I think you're going to get into that claim construction. But it's, you know, the claim says first and second bit values that specify first and second reception operations. That's a little bit broader than saying it has to identify a specific technique, it seems to me.
I think the word respectively on the end of that clause or phrase does suggest that you're right, there's a first bit value, and that's associated with a first reception operation, and then there's a second bit value that's associated with a second operation.
Why couldn't the operation be, you know, the first bit value is don't use diversity, and the second bit value is you could use diversity? Why isn't that specific enough given the breadth of the claim language?
Because not using diversity does not specify a reception operation. It just specifies what not to do. And the argument here that I think we're getting from the petitioner, the appellee here, was that there are certain embodiments of Ishida that even though Ishida does not expressly do what the claim requires, and I'll get to that in a minute, Your Honor, the embodiments, or at least one embodiment of Ishida, essentially collapses to what the claim requires. And let me specify particularly what I mean. Let me start at the start, which is what Ishida does not connote. So paragraph 68 of Ishida, and Your Honor, I'm looking at my materials here, so I hope it's, sometimes I'm going to face downward. Paragraph 68 of Ishida specifies.
This is exactly, the JA page 477. Is that what
you're
talking
about? Thank you, Your Honor. Yes. Appendix 477, paragraph 68. It identifies the D flag, which is the bit that appellee has pointed to, the petitioner here, and it clearly specifies what that bit connotes. For one value, when the bit is a one or a zero, bits are one or zero. So when it's a one, the D flag indicates a diversity reception stop instruction, which is what Your Honor just referenced. And that's one item. And then the other value, zero, indicates that diversity reception is possible. And then it goes on to say that either diversity reception or reception using one antenna is possible. So Ishida itself says that one of the values of the bit that it's talking about is actually associated simply with a possibility. And that possibility could include choosing to use diversity reception or not. And so there, I think that alone gets us to the point where Ishida is not doing, at least on its face, what the claim requires, that second value. And, Your Honor, with the first value, I would reiterate what I said before. Saying stopping do one thing doesn't specify doing anything else necessarily, like on its face. Again, the argument we're getting from the petitioner, the appellee here, is that the argument that we're accepted, really, was that
counsel,
there's embodiment in Ishida that essentially collapsed. Yes.
I just wanted to ask, I hear your argument. I do. I understand what you're saying. But I think that what was found for claim construction was that that first and second reception operations doesn't have to be narrowly confined to a specific technique like diversity only. And I believe you have an embodiment, maybe it's in figure 15, in which there's two possibilities. And in any event, so why is that claim construction wrong? It sounds like you are seeking a much more narrow construction of reception operation.
Your Honor, and that's a good example. The term reception operation itself, I don't think was really the focus of construction, but I think each of these patents talks about a reception operation as being something specific, at least. So in the patent, there are examples of reception operations. One is adaptive array, and the other is diversity. And then there's a third that could be, which really is best described as neither. That is, it's using a single antenna, but without adaptive array. And that's the figure 15 embodiment that Your Honor just mentioned. And I can drill down on that in a second. But to say that simply doing a variety of things is a reception operation, without defining the words, without adding the word unique, without adding any other...
But it seems like you're saying it. One bit means a reception operation. It might mean that it means either use this reception operation or that operation. I mean, your view is that it has to be a single reception operation. Is that your view?
It has to be a reception operation. That's exactly what the claim says. That you have two different reception operations, and they are each associated respectively with one of the two bit values.
And how do you distinguish figure 15, which has an either-or reception operation?
So figure 15 does not have an either-or reception operation, if I may, Your Honor, respectfully. So figure 15 is looking at an example of the patent where the implementation happens to involve, not the implementation, to be clear, whenever we're talking about a base station, there could be multiple terminals that are connected, associated with exchanging information with that base station. Figure 15 is talking about a single example of what might happen. Figure 15 is about a terminal that can use diversity but is unable, it simply doesn't have the programming to do adaptive array. And so in that instance, and this is a really important example, Your Honor, in that instance, the instruction from the base station to use adaptive array. That's what's happening in figure 15, is the base station has sent an instruction that says use adaptive array. And the terminal is simply incapable of doing that. It doesn't have that functionality, period. And so what happens? And so in that instance, the patent suggests, hey, you can at least do one thing, which is the terminal can then say, oh, okay, I can't do what I'm instructed to do, but I can at least pick one of my antennas to which I'm going to use to send and receive. And that's what's happening in figure 15. What figure 15 does not distinguish or does not prevent or negate, and in fact I'd say it includes, is that at the same time there are other terminals connected to that same base station or connecting to that same base station that do have the capacity to use adaptive array processing. And
so
for
sometimes
those,
that
they
bit,
receive that.
Can I just clarify? So
yes.
That sometimes that bit, which is either a 1 or a 0, is going to be interpreted as saying, do adaptive array reception. And other times it's going to be interpreted as meaning, do single antenna reception, because you don't know how to do adaptive array reception.
I don't know if interpret is the right word. I think in each case it would be interpreted as do adaptive array. That's what the terminal is going to see. The terminal's not going to be able to do adaptive array, and it's going to do something different as a result. And the something different in the example of figure 15, in the single terminal that's being discussed in the example of figure 15, is just use one of your antennas, and a particular one that happened to submit your last uplink, use that. That's all figure 15 is saying. But figure 15 is not precluding other terminals associated with the base station from doing adaptive array. And that's actually a critical fact here. There are claims of this patent that have to do with terminal side processing. Claims here are not those. The two claims here, the two independent claims here, both involve what is going on at the base station and what is sent out by the base station. And in each case, what the base station is sending out is an instruction to do something. And a bit that has two values, each of those values is associated with a specific reception operation. That's what's going on in that example 15. It just so happens that the patent, the inventors, thought about this and said, well, look, sometimes our instruction is not going to be able to be followed. What could a terminal do then? But that doesn't change the nature of
what we're saying. I just want to know, can you remind me, is this a broadest reasonable interpretation question?
It is, Your Honor. Okay. Yes. Yes. Broadest reasonable interpretation. But the question is, if the question is, what is the interpretation of a reception operation? No one has argued, and Intel has not made this argument to my recollection. They haven't made the argument that that simply doing a variety of things is a reception operation. Instead, the argument that came through Ishida was that there are certain embodiments of Ishida because the terminal is limited in certain ways, or because the whole system is limited in certain ways, that they collapse to what actually the claim requires. But that's never the case. Ishida never says what happens when you turn diversity off. It just doesn't say it. So, you could use a single antenna, but the single antenna can do adaptive array, or it can simply be a single antenna operating without adaptive array.
Would you agree? Would you agree that the board's statement at JA-22 that Ishida describes two reception operations that relate to the D flag, diversity reception and one antenna reception, we would review that for substantial evidence, right? That's not a legal question.
I'm trying to think if that's a claim construction issue, Your Honor, or not.
It's saying what Ishida teaches.
Yes, Your Honor, I agree with you. That's right. And so in that standard, though, and I'm looking for Your Honor's quote, and it said two reception operations. One is diversity and one is single antenna. But that's actually not what Ishida's flag ever says. It doesn't say do diversity. Neither of the bit values says diversity. One says don't do diversity. That's one value. And now this is all straight from paragraph 68, appendix 477. This is Ishida. One bit value says don't do diversity. The other bit value says, hey, diversity is possible. And then it continues to say, under that bit value, you can do diversity or you can do single antenna. So even if one were to interpret single antenna as a reception operation, Ishida is not associating its bit values with one or the other of those. The board's reading is just flatly wrong. The second of those two values, the zero, and this is the last sentence of paragraph 68, really the last clause. The zero is associated with nothing but possibility. And those possibilities include two of the things that the board has pointed to as operations, diversity or single antenna. So even the board's reading of Ishida in that sentence that Your Honor just read is inconsistent, flatly inconsistent with the disclosure of Ishida. Ishida's bit values are not diversity or single antenna. They're just not. One is not diversity, whatever that means, but I'm set that aside for a second. And the other, which I'm focusing on, is something's possible. You can do whatever you want. It can be diversity or single antenna. So that's why I'm saying, Your Honor, even if you take the board's factual finding correct, that single antenna is an operation and diversity is an operation, Ishida doesn't show a bit value, or it doesn't show a bit at all, either of which value, let me move back up. The claim requires the bit value to have, to be associated, has two options, one and zero. Each of those is associated with a reception operation, respectively. Okay, so take the board at its word that the reception operations that could be discussed here are diversity and single antenna, and then look at paragraph 68 of Ishida. And what you find is that the second of the bit values associated with the D-flag of Ishida does not specify either of those, the zero. The zero says diversity is possible, and then Ishida goes on to say do either diversity or single antenna. So that bit value is not associated at all with any reception operation, period. Unless your honors have further questions, I see that's my time, and I'll wrap up. There are a lot of other distinctions, but I think this was a key one, and I appreciate your honors' questions.
Let's see, any more questions? Any more questions? Okay, thank you. There's no response to what you've said, so the case is taken under submission.
Thank you, your honors.